AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Berlin are trying to determine if a man behind the wheel of a truck intentionally drove into a crowded Christmas market tonight as an act of terrorism.
12 people were killed, about 50 were injured, several critically, when the truck plowed into the crowd. Mike Fox, a British tourist, witnessed the carnage.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police say among the dead was a passenger in the truck. He died as paramedics treated him at the scene. The truck was registered in Poland, but police are still investigating where it came from and who the driver was, and are not yet ready to say it was an act of terrorism. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Russia's ambassador to Turkey was shot in the back several times and killed today after he spoke at a photography exhibition in Ankara. An AP photographer witnessed the assassination shortly after he took pictures of the ambassador, who was gunned down while speaking at that exhibit.
About 2 or 3 minutes later, I heard a very loud shout. I could not count. It was too loud, and it was like a movie.
Donald Trump is celebrating his formal election today as president by the Electoral College.
The president-elect voiced his thanks to the American people in a statement issued from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, hailing a movement of millions from all across the country that made it possible. He repeated his claim of a historic electoral landslide, even though his Electoral College victory was smaller than the victors in three-quarters of the nation's presidential elections.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. DEA records show drug wholesalers shipped 780 million hydrocodone and oxycodone painkillers to West Virginia in just 6 years. This is AP Radio News. Work is being done to get President-elect Donald Trump's wax figure ready in time for Inauguration Day at four Madame Tussauds wax museums.
The work started in June with the casting of Trump's clay head mold. There's coloring and there's the hair to work on. Verity Talbot, coloring supervisor at Madame Tussauds, says about 20 people are working on the Donald Trump look in wax.
There's so much to look at and kind of get in there, whether it's his hair or the coloring. He's got a lot going on.
Trump will be the first American president to already have a wax figure at Madame Tussauds.
Donald Trump did do a sitting for us back in 1997, I believe, in Trump Towers in New York.
The work on the wax Donald Trumps includes washing and cutting to get the signature hairstyle. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Air Force will hold a final flight retirement ceremony Wednesday at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, where the last F-4 Phantoms are still flying for the U.S. military. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.